believe we've come this far, and it feels just like getting started. Somehow we're still running like those kids back then, kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running, yeah, we'll keep running. In this moment, it's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Happy New Year, everybody. That's right. We've got an exciting upcoming New Year. We got some new programming that's going to be coming up. We're going to be changing things here in a few months, just a little bit. I hope all y'all had a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year. We've got some great music coming up. Also, I've got some text of prayers that I'm going to be doing. I need your help on. And if there's anything we can do, first off, let me tell you, you can subscribe to any of my channels. We're syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the Alexa, you name it. We're on Amazon Music. Just search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show and you can't miss me, okay? So let me read a little bit of scripture to you, okay? And this is about prayer and praise. If you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 63, I'm going to read verses 7 to 8. It says, I will tell you of the kindness of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised. According to all the Lord has done for us, yes, the many things he has done for Israel, according to his compassion and many kindness. You see, God has done so much for us, and we need to worship and we need to serve him because he has a game plan for us. And you know what? It's all going to work out great. Just trust in the Lord. In fact, Before we get ready to do our text of prayers, I want to go ahead and kick off a Carmen song on 2024. Happy New Year again. Let's get out and serve the Lord. Good morning, CA, on the iHeartRadio Network.
Sure.
Amen. And my friend, the late Carmen, we will serve the Lord. In 2024, as you get ready to kick off your new year like I am, great and marvelous things are going to happen and favor is coming your way. So let's begin our 2024. Let's start off with four texts of prayers and we'll do four more later on Encouraging Thursdays with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Up top the tower here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth. Feeling great. Coffeed up. I hope you guys are feeling great too as well. April writes me, good morning. This is April in Oklahoma. Good morning, CA. Pray for my transfer at work to get approved so I can find additional work to help supplement my income. Absolutely. April, this is the year in Oklahoma. April in Oklahoma. This is the year that God's going to give you favor. Great and marvelous things are going to happen your way. Keep trusting, keep believing, keep hoping through Him. It may not be at this very second, but it's all in God's timing. He knows exactly what He's doing. So let's pray for you right now as a body of believers and as radio listeners right now. Dear Lord, we pray for April. God, we just pray for April in Oklahoma. We pray that she gets her transfer at work, that she gets approved for her to find that additional work to supplement her income. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Andrea in California writes me, good morning, CA. I've had a catastrophe 2023. 2024, I'm looking up, though, and I'm smiling because I know the Lord's going to help me. Will you please pray for me as I am having my fifth round of chemo? Pray for supernatural and the Lord to keep me rooted within Him. Absolutely. Andrea in California, I'm so sorry that you're going through chemo right now in your fifth round. We're going to pray like we did for this other lady. We're going to pray for God's favor for you because God's going to do great, exciting, marvelous things right now. It may look gleam. The doctors may be giving you some gleam deals. But I want to tell you right now, with God, everything's possible. He's a great physician. He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. And you got your armor of God on and He is right there with you. So let's pray for you right now. Dear Lord, we come to you united in prayer. Right now, we want to pray for Andrea in California. God, I just pray this fifth round of chemo. God, I just pray she needs some supernatural healing. God, I stretch my arms out right now and I pray through you for supernatural healing for Andrea in California in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And for you, Lord, to keep her rooted within you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Alice. Excuse me, guys, battling a little bit of allergies. Alice in Louisiana writes me, just got this text of prayer just now, in fact. CA, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you too, Alice in Louisiana. Please pray for our older vehicles as we're trying to make several repairs, but I can only afford a small amount at this time. Pray for all the parts to hold up and we can afford them, absolutely. You know what? Let's give you an example. Let's reflect back. What did Jesus do with one fish and two loaves of bread? He fed a multitude, didn't He? I want you to remember that. Because God's favor is in your situation in 2024. And we're going to pray for a good mechanic, great parts, for the parts not to be as bad as what it seems to be. Because God's going to take care of this. So let's pray for you right now. Dear Lord, we pray for Alice in Louisiana right now. God, I just pray that for their older vehicles. They're having a hard time affording things. We pray in your name for these parts to hold up so they can afford them. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our final text of prayer for now, we got Missy in Mississippi writes me, CA, please pray for breakthrough financially and for God to bless me with a new job. Let me tell you something. God's going to give you a new job. You know why? Because that job's already waiting in the wing. He already knows the situation, and He knows what He's doing. And I'm going to tell you, we trust in Him. And I'm fixing to play a song that you're going to like by Natalie Lane that's going to describe the Amen. That's a real popular song on Encouraging Thursday. So I'm going to encourage you right now with the prayer. From a body of believers and as radio listeners, let's come together united in prayer for Missy in Mississippi. Dear Lord, we pray for Missy in Mississippi. God, I just pray for favor her way. God, I just pray for a breakthrough. And I pray that you uplift and give her a job. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And here we go. Natalie Lane, just for you on Encouraging Thursdays. How about some amen?
chapter. Amen when the hard part ends. Amen, I'm friends with my Savior. Again I say amen. Every day I say amen to all the ways that people are helping people, making space at the table.
Amen. That wonderful voice of Chris Tomlin. He's got new albums coming out. We got a lot of artists that have new albums coming out. I'm a little bit of a stumbling point on 2024. That's not good. Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing? This is CA coming to you from central downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio, up top the tower, Face Studio One. What more could you ask for? Someone had asked me on an email, CA, what in the world's Face Studio One mean? Face Studio One, iHeartRadio said, CA, you name your studio. So I named it Faith Studio One. I have two studios. Faith Studio One in central downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower, the iHeartRadio studio. And I've got my home base studio, Faith Studio Two. You see, I put all my faith, all of my hope, and all of my trust in the Lord. More music coming. Here's some encouraging scripture, by the way. I want to remind you, like me on my Facebook page. I do have a Facebook page. I have two of them. You can be my friend, C.A. Hall, or you can go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Like me on there. You can click on station information and text a prayer to me, okay? Me and my ministry team that we have that handles these prayer requests. Also, we've got a new Facebook page. It's a group page called the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. That's right, as we get ready to enter 5 years, 5 years of doing Christian podcasting, Christian radio work, any kind of radio work iHeartRadio wanted me to do every once in a blue moon, 5 years, your buddy pal here, CA, your encourager and your friend, your brother in Christ. Okay, you are loved. Let's go to the book of Psalms. I want to read a short one to you. Psalms chapter 9, verses 1 to verse number 3, where it says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice with you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before you. You see, you may have some enemies right now in your life, but let me tell you something. God loves you. You might have had a situation in 2023 where it looked gloom and there was no hope. But you know what? There's a song I want to play on Encouraging Thursdays. You got it. John Redrick and Miranda, you keep hope alive. Good morning, coffee up. Let's be blessed. It's almost the weekend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Thank you for being a loyal listener.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to break in just a minute here. I need y'all's help on something. I am going to play In Christ Alone. I've done this before. I'm going to do it again by special request by a lot of my radio listeners and Christian podcast listeners. I've got two of them. I've got a Michael English version. Actually, I have two Michael English versions, but I'm going to play the oldie but goodie in the CA vault. Then we're going to play Natalie Grant's version of In Christ Alone. I'm going to go ahead and tell you my opinion. I love both of them. Okay, tie goes to the runner. I want to know your thoughts. Can you put them on comments on my Facebook page? I'd really appreciate it. Or Facebook message me and let me know which song you like and we can play more of it for you. Okay, so let's crack open the CA vault. Here we go, Michael English. Let's take you back in 1980s. Back when they had CDs or Walkmans were fixing to phase out the cassettes and the CDs came in. Michael English, my friend Michael English, In Christ Alone. Then immediately following that, Natalie Grant. Let me know what you think, okay? Here we go. Now here's the Natalie Grant version. It's beautiful. Listen to this. Amen. There we go, Natalie Grant. Oh my goodness, you guys, we got some decisions to make. Again, put them on comments or send me a message. Tell me which ones you like there, okay? All right, let's go back to now some more text of prayers. I got four more, and then we'll finish off on some more Christian. Uh-oh, hit my microphone naturally on 2024. Some more Christian music here on iHeartRadio, okay? All right, here we go. We got Caitlin. That's right, Caitlin in Texas. And Caitlin writes me, someone's house is on fire on my way home from work. Please pray for the fire to be contained, for all to be safe, and for the family to have the resources needed. Absolutely. You know, sadly, 'tis the seasons for homes to catch on fire, and especially if they got gas stoves or maybe electrical shortages. So let's pray right now, Caitlin, for this situation, for these people and their home, and let's make sure hopefully everybody was safe in Texas. So let's come together united in prayer. Thank you for the prayer request. Dear Lord, we come to you united in prayer. We want to pray for Caitlin in Texas as she saw someone's house on fire on her way to work. God, I just pray that the house be contained and for all to be safe and the family to have all the resources they need through this chaotic time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sharon sent me a text of prayer. Good morning, CA. I love the deacon. Everybody loves the deacon. Is he coming back in 2024? Yes, he is. Him, Producer Dave, Popcorn Bob, and new ones. And I know I've talked about it before, but we're going to get all this together this time. She has on here, I need prayer for healing. She gave an anonymous area that she's in. She just has like the United States. That's fine. Praying for healing. Okay, you need prayer for healing. No problem. Sharon, I'm really sorry you're going through that, but I'm going to remind you again. Excuse me, I'm battling the allergies. That God is a great physician, and you're already going to be healed in Jesus' name. So let's stretch your arms out and pray for Shannon right now. Okay, dear Lord, we pray for Shannon right now. Or Sharon, I should say. Did I say Shannon? Sharon. We pray for Sharon in the United States. God, she needs healing. We pray for a gentle touch from you. You're the great physician, and we know you got it. Be with her, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In 110% total agreement. Amen. Okay, and this is not uncommon. I get prayer requests for this. Alex in Utah writes me, CA, please pray for strength and my family's strength during this hard time. Absolutely. Who isn't going through hard times? A lot of us maybe during Christmas overspend. Maybe you got a financial pinch right now that you're going through in life. Let me tell you something. God's got it. He's going to take care of it, and we're going to keep the faith. So let's pray for you, Alexa, right now with what you and your family's going through. Lord, I just pray for Alexa right now. I pray for strength for her family during this hard time. God, we just lift it up and give it to you. And we know that you're going to handle it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we got a text of prayer here for an anonymous in Illinois. It says, I'm pregnant and my body hurts. I'm tired and scared of having a miscarriage. Please pray. Anonymous, if you're listening to me, thank you for the text of prayer in Illinois. I don't know. I'm not a woman. But if you're pregnant and your body hurts, I hope that you have a good OBGYN or go to the hospital. I know you're scared of a miscarriage, but I'm going to tell you something. God's going to protect you and your little baby, okay, your son or daughter. So we're going to pray right now in Jesus' name. You see, God loves everybody, and he loves the little people too as well. So God, I pray for the anonymous in Illinois. God, I just pray right now. Her body's hurting her. She's pregnant and her body hurts and she's tired and she's scared. She may be a young lady just from the reading of this, and I just pray right now in your name that she just don't that she doesn't have any kind of miscarriage, and God, that the baby be healthy and strong. We lift it up and give it all to you as a body of believers. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Sandy writes me in Nevada, and she says, CA, please pray for a financial miracle. Absolutely. Sandy, if I may, I want to share a story with you. I've shared it before on the air, and I just from time to time, I just feel like sharing it. One of my homes I lived in was in Fort Worth, just about actually 10 minutes outside of downtown Fort Worth from the iHeartRadio studio. And I went through a pretty heavy financial change. And this was back decades ago. My kids were young. I was never in radio work. I worked for a self-storage company. I didn't work for a billion-dollar company. That I work for now, that I've been there 12 years. And I remember praying, sitting down alone, and it was just me and God. And I prayed heavy. I said, God, I need a financial miracle. I need your help. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Because I didn't know I was going to be able to finish paying the mortgage because I was late. I was afraid I was going to be late. And I needed $500. Can you imagine $500 to pay my mortgage? And you know what? God delivered. The mailman drove up. Within 2 hours, there was a check in the mail for $750. Overpay on my house insurance. And I was able to get food for the kids. And I was able to pay my rent at that time. And praise God. God is good, and He's good all the time. So yes, financial miracles are going to happen. We're going to pray for God's favor on you. So dear Lord, we pray for Sandy right now in the United States. And God, I just pray, and this is in Nevada in the United States, I just pray for our financial miracle. God, you got her. We know you're going to take care of her. And we lift it up and give it all to you. And I just pray for great and marvelous and wonderful things to happen for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How about some more uplift? And I'm going to do this, one of my favorite. Caleb and John, how about a hallelujah feeling? Good morning, encouraging Thursdays. You've come to the best place. Take it away, boys.
Yeah.
You might be standing there exactly where I was, scared and lost and on the run. That's fine. Cause I'll introduce you to somebody who can change any heart that comes this way like you did mine.
There you go. Yes, I am. Christian Paul. As we get ready to close out Encouraging Thursdays, I have one more song I want to play. And I want you to imagine, my daughter used to be a trumpet player in high school back in the day, the one studying to be a nurse, Beth. And Phil Driscoll, one of the most talented trumpet players. I want you to focus and I want you to open your heart. I want you to go through a cleansing right now on Encouraging Thursdays on 2024. I want you to know that fresh, wonderful, great things are going to happen for you as we do this, and we're going to close out in prayer, okay? All right, Phil Driscoll, hit it off for us here. I will exalt thee. Listen to the words, folks. Exalt the Lord this morning. He wants to hear from you. Give it all to Him. He'll bless you. Trust me on that. And He loves you. Phil, take it away, my friend.
Thank you.
Amen. What a way to close out the first of the year with our first Christian podcast of 2024 on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Let's pray right now. What do you say, gang? Dear Jesus, I thank you so much for all my radio listeners. God, may they be encouraged like I am today. Maybe they're going through financial trouble. Maybe they're going through marital trouble. Maybe they're just stressed out through life. God, I just pray for a gentle touch for them. And I know you're going to lead, guide, and protect them. And God, protect all of our family members. God, thank you for another year of life. And we just lift it up and give it all to you. And you know, this ain't about CA. This is about you. And we just lift it up and give it to you. God, thank you for all the resources. Thank you for everything. Thank you for touching my heart and my radio listeners' hearts. And maybe there's someone that don't know you. And may they draw closer to you. Or maybe they can plant seeds for someone that wants to know about you. It's called the domino effect. And God, I just pray in your name, God, we just can't even imagine living our life without you. We need you. God, we pray for our troops on the USO Radio Network that are listening. God, I just pray that you bless the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and God, the Space Force too as well. I just pray you protect all of our military personnel. And God, we want to take a blessing to Israel right now with what they're going through. God, I just pray right now that you just protect them. I know you will. You have your hands on Israel, and I know you're going to take care of the people there. And oh God, the lives that have been lost, oh Lord, I just pray they draw close to you. This is your world, God. We are your vessels, and it's such a lost world out there. May we touch so many hearts, for we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for as I kick off the 2024 Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio and other radio networks. You can always subscribe for free. I'll never charge. Thank you. Let me just tell you, like I did last year, thank you for being a loyal listener. Please subscribe, because I also do live casts on Facebook. And I haven't done any. I was going to do one yesterday, but I didn't do it. But please subscribe on Facebook and catch my live cast. I always put that on there. I want you to know you're loved, you're appreciated, you're cared about. And when you're down and out, you can go back and hear some of these songs and be encouraged. We should all encourage one another, right? I agree. All right, well, I'm going to saddle up. I got to leave Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. Yes. Christmas tree is getting ready to be taken down in downtown, and what a beautiful year it was for the tree. I pray you guys be blessed in 2024 and share my podcast anytime you have my permission. Okay, this is CA signing off on iHeartRadio. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.